Mick Fantastic, 2 years part of the College Power Cup, of course part of the Narrabri Junior Rugby Club in the Prez, and you've taken over some esteemed names such as Jason Elms and Kenny Campbell, but yeah, how have you seen the day?
I think today's been good, mate. We've just come a second best there to a good scoring team, but no, wonderful weather and yeah, good football for the kids, so going forward, yeah, I think really happy we came down.
Yeah. And tell us a little bit about what's going on at the Narrabri Blue Boys. Of course, trainings are on Friday nights from about 4:30, 5 o'clock. For boys and girls in 6, 8s, 10s, 12s and 14s, and how's the whole season going so far?
Season's going well, we've got plenty of numbers, as you mentioned, girls as well, more than welcome. The 14s are playing on Friday nights now in the new regional Friday night comp. They're going really well. Chris Fowler and Ken Campbell done a great job, and yeah, they're going to be the side to beat, I think, in that comp, so that's been a success for us anyway on our end. Yeah, everyone else training Fridays, playing Sundays as per tradition.
Yeah. And what about Walsh here at Elmore? So he does a pretty good job getting around the traps and trying to get these 14 teams going, because it's a great challenge for not only you blokes, but also Maury as well, to make that travel, because a lot of the teams are based at Tamworth and it's close for Gunnedah and Barrow and Corindai as well.
They've done a great job, mate. I can only imagine how much work and headache went into it, because just from our little point of view on our end, it was a lot for us as a club. So for the zone, yeah, it was never going to please everyone. Yeah. It was going to be a challenge, but yeah, they've done a great job. The draw seems to change week to week and make things hard, but no, like you say, Maury and us and Kuna and whatnot, we've managed to sort out the travel, and yeah, if it's working towards getting more games, more teams, that's what we got to do.
And what do we see more of? We need to see more players, and also, of course, with the Elders New South Wales Country Eagles turning up on September the 13th at Tamworth, but, you know, is that a capacity there for people to come and watch those games and see more elite rugby? And also, of course, the Intro Super Juju, you know, they can start bringing some of those games up as well.
I think any football up here, yeah, we need it. The NRC is great, you know, between Tamworth and Armidale already and again this year. And yeah, to get a Shoot Shield game up here would be magnificent, because these little kids, they just crave seeing their heroes up close. And if that's what it takes to get a few more kids on the books and playing rugby and having fun, yeah, the more the better.
And what about Danny Carl and his crew and the seniors? Do they come out and help out, or they just sort of help themselves to train on Tuesdays and Thursdays there as seniors?
No, they're good. Last weekend we had Central Eastwood Juniors come up on a tour, playing with the seniors as part of the seniors' games against Scone. And no, the senior club and committee, everything we've ever asked them, they're more than willing to help. We've had senior players come down to our own training, you know, positional training for certain players. Yeah, they help out whenever they can, and they're great.
And that's the thing we've got to see more of during the school holidays, is some of these kids, you know, some of these sub-districts clubs coming into the country and being part of the College Player Club, but also coming into individual clubs as well. And Central Eastwood were fantastic. They brought 110 up, emptied their wallets and went around the countryside as well.
Yeah, mate, it was great. The, as you say, boost for the economy in town, but the big thing was for the club, for the kids. It was a reciprocal tour from them. We went down there a few years ago and we're hoping to do the same next year, maybe the year after. And they, the City Club, they had a fantastic country experience and they're more than keen to come back. So we're hoping to make it a pretty regular thing. Yeah, it's more exposure for us and them to different rugby.
Hope to see many hundreds of thousands get down there, of course, on Friday nights from about 4:30 between the age groups of 6 and 14 to be part of the experience that is the Narrabri Blue Boys at Dingo Rugby Park. And we want to thank the Prez, Mick Coffey, of having a chat with us, and we wish you all the best moving forward.
Thanks, Wixie. Good on you, mate.